AircheckDownloads.com.
Casey's Countdown. I'm Casey Kasem. As we get ready to hear the five biggest adult contemporary hits in the USA, let's take a moment to check out the tops of the other charts. At number one on the country chart, God Bless Texas by Little Texas. At number one on the R&B chart, Never Keeping Secrets by Babyface. And at number one on the pop chart, Hero by Mariah Carey. Now, rising a notch to number five here on the Adult Contemporary chart are two singers who had a big number one together back in 1976 with the smash Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Here are Elton John and Kiki Dee with True Love. Sometimes. Edging up a notch to number five in their third week in the top ten, that's Elton John and Kiki Dee with their remake of True Love. I'm Casey Kasem. Well, now we're up to a Casey's Countdown Extra. The top 10 smash, Always Tomorrow. It's by a woman who's about to be honored by the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences as its Music Cares Person of the Year, a singer who's been called the Mother Teresa of Miami. We've often spoken about pop stars who've dedicated themselves to helping one charity and good cause after another. Stars like Michael Jackson, Barbara Streisand, Michael Bolton, Jackson Brown, Bonnie Raitt, George Harrison, and Elton John. And to pay a special tribute to musicians like that, the organization that's behind the Grammys, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, better known as NARIS, started an award a few years ago called the Music Cares Person of the Year. Just recently, NARIS announced that the recipient of the 1994 award will be a woman who's done work for charities like the United Way, the Red Cross, the Community Alliance Against AIDS, and the Healthy Circle Network. A woman who's best known for her endless work helping hurricane victims in South Florida. She organized the benefit concert known as Hurricane Relief. She spent endless hours visiting victims in the hospital, and she donated the royalties from one of her big hits to further help hurricane victims. Here is that 1992 hit, a Casey's Countdown Extra, Always Tomorrow, by the Music Cares Person of the Year, Gloria Stefan.
I've been alone inside myself.
From 1992, that's a Casey's Countdown Extra, Always Tomorrow, by Gloria Stefan. I'm Casey Kasem, reminding you to tune in this holiday season for our year-end special, The Biggest Adult Contemporary Hits of 1993. And the survey continues. Across the USA and around the world, you can hear Casey's Countdown every week on great radio stations like The Shore's Greatest Hits, WJRZ, Atlantic City, New Jersey, Mix 96, WJDX, Jackson, Mississippi, The Radio Leader, 610 KOJM, Havre, Montana, and Q102, the best hits of the 80s and 90s, Cincinnati, Ohio. Now, moving up a notch to number four, here's a superstar who performed live this week in Los Angeles, California. This is Billy Joel and All About Soul.
She waits for me.
Rising a notch to number four, that's Billy Joel and his song about the ties between a man and a woman that can go beyond love. All About Soul. I'm Casey Kasem on Casey's Countdown. We're getting closer and closer to number one.
Number three.
Standing pat for the third week in a row, here's Bryan Adams and Please Forgive Me.
Still feels like a
fool. Holding steady at number three, that's Canadian rocker Bryan Adams and Please Forgive Me. We're counting down now to the number one adult contemporary song in the USA, and it's by a man who was once one day away from being evicted from his apartment. His family was living on borrowed money and gifts of food. And then the phone rang. Details coming up.
Casey Countdown. Casey's Countdown.
I'm Casey Kasem. We're just a hit away from the number one adult contemporary hit in the land. But first, standing pat at number two, here's a song that's spending its second week at number one on the pop chart. Hero by Mariah Carey. For the fourth week in a row, that's survey song number two, Hero by Mariah Carey. That means we're up to the number one adult contemporary song in the USA on Casey's Countdown, and it's by a man who was once one day away from being evicted from his apartment. And then the phone rang. You know, it's like something out of a movie thriller. The surprise turn at the very last minute that makes everything turn out all right. You see, back in 1982, this singer-songwriter from New Haven, Connecticut, was down to his last dime. He was living in a small, run-down apartment with his wife and daughters. He tried to make it as a hard rocker with his band Blackjack, but Blackjack turned out to be a bad deal, and the struggling musician was stuck in what seemed like a bottomless pit of debt and problems. He was 3 months behind on his rent, and his landlord had told him he had one day to pay up, or the sheriff would escort him, his wife, and his daughters to the street. The singer already had borrowed every cent he could, and he had no idea of what he'd do. Then, just when everything seemed hopeless, the phone rang. It was the agent of singer Laura Branigan calling about a song the struggling musician had sent her. They liked the song and wanted to record it. The songwriter said, "That's great, but could I get a quick advance on the royalties so I can keep a roof over my head?" The agent agreed, wired him some money, and that song called "How Am I Supposed to Live Without You" went on to become a big hit for Laura Branigan. Then the phone started ringing a lot, with calls from Cher, the Pointer Sisters, Kenny Rogers, and Barbra Streisand. They wanted to know what other songs he had. All that helped turn the struggling musician's life around, and soon he started recording his songs himself. Songs like the smash that, for the fourth week in a row, is the biggest adult contemporary hit in the land. The number one song in the USA on Casey's Countdown is "Said I Loved You, But I Lied" by Michael Bolton. There it is, the number one adult contemporary song in the USA for the fourth consecutive week. "Said I Loved You, But I Lied" by Michael Bolton. And there you have them, the 25 most popular songs on this week's National AC Chart, according to Radio and Records, the industry's number one newspaper. Casey's Countdown comes to you every week from Hollywood. If you have a request and dedication or a question for us, write to Casey's Countdown, P.O. Box 4373, Hollywood, California, 90078. This program's a presentation of the Westwood One Radio Networks, produced by Bert Kleinman. Our staff includes Merrill Schindler, Bill Strom, Ben Harris, and Gonzalo Venecia. Production engineering by Ron Harris, with Michael Cooper, Steve Thrapp, Mike Williams, and Jeff Kowalczyk. Executive producer Norm Pattis. My name's Casey Kasem. Until next week, when once again we'll count down the biggest AC hits in the land, keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars. And leave your dial tuned right where it is.
Casey's Countdown is brought to you on the Westwood One Radio Networks by AT&T. We help put your world within reach. By Sony Portable Audio. Hear what you want to. And by Juicy Fruit Gum. Juicy Fruit, so soft and sweet that taste is gonna move you. Some of the music on Casey's Countdown comes from TM Century Hit Discs.
AirCheckDownloads.com.